This is Weekend Breakfast.
Now, parents, I want you to give us a call on 13 10 60. Or kids, you know, if your parents lied to you about something. Now, a lie came up in conversation the other day. And look, it's a lie that I believed for many, many years, a lie that my mum told me about. And if you've never seen me, I've got a fair few beauty spots, I like to call them, on my face. A
couple of Claudia Schiffers.
But when I was a kid, right, I just saw them as moles and I hated them. I remember one chick at camp slapped me across the face and I was like, what the hell was that for? And she goes, oh, I thought it was a mozzie. And I was like, no. And it's just because of my mole on my face. Anyway, I remember crying about it. I said to Mama Jules, I want to get them removed. So Mama Jules took me to the doctor's. Sat down at the doctor, he examined me, they had a chat after I left the room, came back in, the doctor said to me that they can't remove my moles on my face because the roots of them wrap around my heart and if they remove them, I would die.
Mama Jules got in that doctor's office before you did.
And I believed that for many, many years. I never looked back into it. I was like, no, if I get rid of them, I'm going to die. And thankfully as well too, because now I've grown to love them. I love, you know, I love them on my face. I feel like it makes me and me unique. But Mama Jules lied to me and told me that, made the doctor. I mean, as if I'm not going to believe a doctor though.
The funny thing is, like, as a parent, I think you can tell kids, I'm not saying me as a parent, I'm saying parents, I think you tell your kids a lie.
Yeah.
Because kids ask so many questions, you just get to a point where you're just over it and you just start making up things. Like, what's the moon? It's made of cheese.
Yeah.
Go to bed. And that kid goes to bed going, wow, that's a big block of cheese.
Yeah.
And it's only like, then you get to like teenagers and then you find out the truth and your parents even forgot that they told you a lie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, okay, well, sure.
I was telling a mate about the whole mole situation and he was saying that when he was younger, he had to have open heart surgery when he was a baby. And his mum told him when he was a teenager that he can't get tattoos because he would have a heart attack. He still doesn't have tattoos because of it. And he knows it's obviously not true, but he's just like, oh, I'm past that tattoo phase now. I don't want any. So, you know, it
works for mum.
Want to know out there, parents, what did you lie to your kids about?
Roz in Port Macquarie, what's the lie that your parents told?
Hey, guys. My mum actually tried to convince me when I was a kid that if I didn't eat beetroot, my blood would not be red.
Oh.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah, my mum had some trick to make me eat Brussels sprouts as well.
I hate Brussels sprouts.
Thanks, Roz. Got a $200 eBay voucher coming your way. Jess in Shepparton, what did your parents lie to you about?
It wasn't my parents. I lied to my daughters and told them if they lied, their ears would turn red and only us parents could see.
Oh, and it works?
Yes, my 8-year-old still believes it.
Oh, that's genius. It's like the Marauder's map in Harry Potter. You know, you get to see everyone else, but it's a terrible reference.
I don't know that reference. Sorry,
specific. I saw your face. Amber in Newcastle, you also get a $200 eBay voucher. Thanks for getting on the air with us.
Hey guys, so when I was in high school, I went to Uluru and my parents had me convinced that there was a solar powered Coke machine on top of Uluru. So I took coins with me on the excursion to purchase that can of Coke on top of Uluru. How embarrassing.
That's pretty good.
I believed it.
Very good. I mean,
could have been sun powered. You never know, you know, a little solar power on top of the machine.
Back in the days when you could walk on Uluru. Yeah. I mean, don't worry. I never would have if I had the opportunity. But back when you were a kid, Amber, fair enough. Lisa in Melbourne, are you going to wrap this up for us? Tell us the lie your parents told you.
Oh, hi, guys. Well, I was actually the parent doing the lying. And the backstory was we were dropping the car off for a repair and we were standing at the bus stop waiting to go home. And outside the bus stop was a naughty adult store. And my children under 10 all asked me about the doll in the window. And so, thinking on my feet, I told them that was a Lilo and the hands on the doll were the water gun, the holders for the water gun so you could have a water gun in the pool, have a fight. And
the problem with that is they go, oh, Mum, I want one of those for Christmas.
Yeah. And in their teens now, we still talk about how they fell for the doll in the window and the water fight. So,
very good.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
We haven't really spoken much about Christmas on the show yet.
And that is deliberate.
Well, that was my next question. Are you a Christmas guy? So you're a Christmas Grinch, essentially.
I love catching up with my family. I love the food. I love the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I just don't like present giving. I don't like receiving presents. I don't like the arduous task of thinking about someone so deeply that you try and guess what their personality type is. Especially secret Santas with a cousin you haven't spoken to since last Christmas and you've got to spend $50 on them. What do I get you? I don't know you. I've seen you probably 10 times in my life and you're my blood.
Jeez. Okay, everything that you hate, I love. Now, what I did was I Googled what people hate about Christmas, and you know what the number one, the top three things.
Can I have a guess?
Yes.
People who put Christmas trees up before December 1st. That's one.
On the list, but did make top three.
Councils putting up ribbons on street posts too early. Two. And my third is supermarkets. Christmas frosting on the corners of their aisles. Christmas carols playing through their speakers. It's not December.
Okay, hold up. Because seriously, I love all those things.
I hate fun.
I even love people who put Christmas lights up or their tree up before the December 1st. You know why?
Creeps.
Because they're living on their own time. They're not trying to follow some kind of rule that you have to do it. This is what has made the top three list of what people hate the most about Christmas. Fruitcake and mince pies.
Great. I hate it.
Elf on a shelf. Now, if you're not a parent and you're not on social media, you wouldn't know about this little elf that gets moved around the house so that when kids wake up in every morning.
Well, the elf moves himself, of course.
Oh, yep, sorry.
The elf, of course, overnight moves himself to keep an eye on the children to make sure their behaviour is good in the lead up to Christmas.
Yes, that is very true. Parents, I do just want to say you don't have to post that up on Instagram. We don't need us as,
I don't know. It's pretty magical seeing an elf move by itself.
And obviously, the number one thing that people hate at Christmas is this woman. I love her. I love her Christmas songs. I will play her Christmas album over and over and over again. But there is one thing that I have come across very, very recently that I want parents to stop doing. And this is probably my number one hated thing I hate at Christmas. When you get a text, especially from your parents, that says, "What do you want for Christmas?" Anything, whatever you choose. I don't know how much you're going to spend on me. I don't know how much you're willing. Nah. What?
Because you would be terrible to buy for. I would text you the same thing.
Easy, man.
I'd go and get you a pair of earrings from Diva, and you'd be like, "Diva, please, doll, these are Gucci. You think I can have my Louis Vuittons with some Diva earrings? Do you even know me?" I'm like, "Oh, it's a thought that counts. Thought that counts? Do you thought? You haven't even thought about me. I'm Jules."
I'm allergic to fake jewelry. Diva, see? No,
please.
I can't.
Point proven.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Yesterday I did something that technically, I don't know if it's, I said it was illegal before.
Yeah.
It might be illegal, but it's certainly frowned upon.
Okay.
And as I was doing it, as a 33-year-old male, I knew I was doing something wrong.
Mm.
And as I did this thing, I could only think back to that moment in Mr. Deeds where the butler for Adam Sandler's character was very, very sneaky.
Oh, yeah.
I am very, very sneaky, sir.
That's all I could think about. And I kept saying it to my friends. I was like, "I am being very, very sneaky."
See, the thing is, if you have to sneak something, it should be frowned upon then. You know what I mean? You know if you're hiding something.
Let me give you the backstory. I love going to the movies.
Oh, yeah.
I just like it. I like the experience of it. I like the idea of getting some food, sitting down, watching a movie that you've been hyped about from the trailers that have been out for so long.
Man, I thought you were going to say Gold Class where the food and drinks get delivered to you.
Well, I don't usually go to Gold Class, but last night I did. So a big happy birthday to my friend Rowan. And so he hired out the whole of Gold Class.
Jeez, mate. Woo, okay.
I mean, it's a big occasion, a big birthday. And there's only, it was 2, 4, 6, 12, there's 18 seats.
Okay.
Right? So he hired it out and they had a drink and food package. But we're a bit of wine snobs, Rowan and myself. So when we were booking in to see James Bond, which we did last night, we went onto the Gold Class website and we checked out their menu.
Their wine selection.
Food looked good.
Yeah.
Soft drinks, fine. Sparkling water, whatever.
Nothing need to smuggle in from Woolies.
The red and white wine, though, could have been better. So,
is it kind of like the same range that you would get if you were on a flight and you were, I'll have the Merlot. That,
but not your birthday nice. You open up a nice bottle. So anyway, I said to Rowan, "Hey, how about you bring a white? I'll bring a red."
Yeah.
And like school children, we stuck it down our pants.
Oh, you didn't. What? Wait. Because fashion these days, I don't really see you wearing baggy pants. I see you as a skinny jeans kind of guy.
I do have a chinos kind of guy. I've got a baggy pair of jeans, a blue jean that's got rips on them. I have to keep tucking it up because the bottom of the bottle kind of got really close to that knee rip hole. And so I'm sort of holding it, and I was like walking like a supermodel down the catwalk with my legs next to each other, which was basically just me holding in this bottle of Barossa Shiraz.
Stop it!
And so we were so sneaky. And so what we did was we ordered a glass of white wine to start with. Mm. And then once that glass was finished from Gold Class, we then poured in our own white wine. And the waiters and stuff, when they were coming in and out, all they saw was white wine. And then we ordered a glass of red wine each. And then we just topped that up with our very own nice bottle of booze.
How did they not spot you tipping it in? Like, I know the cinemas are dark. I know in the movies it's dark, but still.
I am very, very sneaky. 131060, I want to know, what did you sneak in and how did you do it?
Mm.
Anything to you?
Yeah, well, not so much myself, but my girlfriend, when we were younger, she had double D's. And so to get into parties or to get certain, you know, go to friends' houses and you'd have to sneak drinks past the parents and whatever, we'd just sit them underneath her boobs. Like, I'm talking like bottles, like, you know, or a heap of those little, you know, bottles that you can buy.
Yeah.
There'd be like eight under each boob and she would just get away with it.
Well, it could be booze at a festival. It could be a friend passing a wristband over a fence. Jess in Melbourne, you're up first.
So I have really, really strict parents and I was in high school and I was dating this guy that they hated. So he wasn't allowed to come to my house and I wasn't allowed to go to his house.
Right.
So when my parents were at work, I decided to try and sneak him in and I snuck him in and then my sister came home and I didn't hear.
Yeah.
So then she, burst in and I just stuffed him down the end of my bed and pretended that it was like a smushed up, like, doona, but it was like a person.
She would have dubbed, your sister would have dubbed you in.
Oh, yeah. At that age, she would have dubbed me in.
Yeah.
So, I ended up bringing up and I was like, oh, I was waiting for you to come home. We haven't hung out in so long. Let's go for a walk. I managed to get her out of the house and I texted him and was like, run. So by the time I got home, he was gone.
Get out. Oh, jeez.
Run. What a text. back in the days as well, probably when it cost you 25 cents to send a text message.
Exactly, yeah.
You had to pay if you went over characters so that every text would be so abbreviated.
Yeah.
Lauren in Brisbane, let's do this on 131060. What did you sneak in? Who did you sneak in? Or how did you do it?
So I was poor. I was 19 and I didn't want to buy drinks at a festival.
Yeah.
So I got some gummy bears and soaked them in vodka.
Oh.
And then I put them in a little Ziploc bag and put them underneath my boob.
Yeah,
and then
the boob
when
trick.
I got in, I just found a cup and poured them in and
Drink responsibly, by the way.
Of course, but they dissolve into the drink and then of course you've got a nice sweet vodka. There's so many ways that my friends used to get through, like, you know, 3-4 day festivals.
Yeah.
When you take your cars. But I mean, obviously security guards are so cluey to it. Once security guards got onto the spare tire, you know, putting it in the spare tire.
Yeah.
Then they'd find it in, like, you know, inside a loaf of bread. You hollowed out the bread and put in, like, tins of bread there.
See, I just suck at doing all this stuff. Like, because if the security guard came up to me and they're like, hi, miss, I'd be like, it's under my boobs. Like, I'd just reveal straight away what I was hiding.
Okay. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Jules, if you come into one of these categories, it's not deliberate. It's not an observation I've made about you. Don't feel like I'm attacking you if any of these tick your boxes, okay?
Okay, go.
But I've started to collate over the last couple of weeks just some weird things that I've noticed in my life that freak me out about some humans.
Right.
Now, these aren't things that in particular affect my life. I just can't believe that people live their life this way.
Are you saying things that like you're seeing online or things you're seeing in real life? Or?
I think these are real life observations.
Okay.
It all started with public transport. I've got to catch a train during the week. Yeah. And what freaks me out is people who are able to sleep on public transport.
Oh, yeah, they just nod off.
How do you live your life knowing that next station could be where you need to get off and all of a sudden you're stuck in a loop around the city?
Look, I've got an answer for it. And to be fair, when you are, you know, what are you saying? You only do it a couple of times a week or whatnot?
Yep.
If you were doing it every day, and when you are doing it every day, you actually, it's like your body clock. You know how long the train ride's going. You count the risky. Stops in your head. Oh, you know, they make, maybe could take that risk.
No, you don't take the risk. I went to the supermarket during the week, and I love to make guacamole. So when I went to get my avocado, the person before me went in, reached for one avocado, grabbed it without squeezing it, and put it in their basket. Absolute maniac.
No. Good on him. How bad is it when you pick up an avo and it's so soft because it's had many hands on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's a bad one. Someone's done the work for you to find out that was a bad fruit, literally.
Stop it. So you're saying squeeze the fruit. You
even
have to
during COVID times, when COVID was ravishing the country, your boy was still grabbing six avocados. Because sometimes I want a hard one for the cupboard because I'm going to get a soft one to get me through to the cupboard one.
Right. I get you.
They freak me out.
That's fair.
If you're a grown-up drinking milk, you freak me out.
Did they drink from the carton?
Not the carton, but a cold glass of milk as an option with a lunch. It freaks me out.
See, if you would have said, you know, you guys were having breakfast together and he had it with breakfast, I could understand. But for lunch?
What, a cold glass of milk at breakfast?
Yeah, what's it any different to having it with cereal?
It freaks me out. It's the fact that you're drinking it isolated. Look, I can understand people having it in coffee. I go almond milk because milk freaks me out in general. Milkshakes? I mean, should you be drinking them as an adult? Sort of acceptable. But a cold standing glass of milk as an adult? Weird. And my last one. People who don't have a designated meat chopping board and they will throw a vegetable on a chicken chopping board?
Wait.
You're risking your family's life?
But after it's washed.
It's unacceptable. Because if you really grab the texture of a chopping board, and I've got a white one and a red one, the very classic Australian chopping boards, right?
Yeah.
If you look at them, the texture of it is rough. Right, but also, when you're using a sharp knife, you're pushing the chicken into the rough texture of the chopping board.
Yeah.
And I don't care how much hot water you use, it's still there in some minute traces. And if you dare to put a carrot onto a chopping board that's had raw chicken, that's it for me.
This is Weekend Breakfast.